So the Gemara Aftes, Amud Aleph, talks about the Indian of the Moisik Mechra al Kodesh. So the Gemara was on two Shitas, the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva learns out the din of Moisik Mechra al Kodesh from Shvius. Bechorish Bechorotze Tishbois teaches us that by Shvius you have to be Moisik Bechnisosoy Betziyosoy. You have to stop Harisha and Ktsira. Harisha before Shvius and Ktsira after Shvius. So there, from there we learn Halacha Taisu Shvius. Rabbi Shmuel learns out the Halacha Mesif Mechal Kodesh from the Pasuk of Einisim Esnaf Sheseichem. That there's an inner being Mesif Maschel U'Mesanem Ibadiyon. The Gemara says, how do you know other things? The Gemara says, we learn out in the Eliyam Kippur, Shabbos is Minayin, Tam Lema Tishbasu, 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 Yom Tav Minayin, Tam Lema Shabbatchem. So we learn out that in Kippur, Shabbos, and Yontif, everything has halacha of Tosfos. Now, the Tosfos over here on the Gemara adds that according to Bekiva, we know the halacha of being Maisif Michal HaKadosh by Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Also, just according to him, we learn it out from Shvius. So, in other words, if there's no machlokes in the halacha, everyone agrees that there's halacha Maisif Michal HaKadosh, bein b'Shabbos, bein Yom Kippur, bein Yom Tov. The Shabbos just says, what's the drasha? Is it from Becharish Bakata Tishbois, or it's from V'Nisim Es Hashasecham Be'erev? That's what Taisa says. Now Rabbi Kivega on the side asks the Kasha. He says that if the drasha is from Shvius, so Shvius, you only see the inin of Isser Malacha. You don't see the inin of Inui. So just because there's an Isser Malacha, how do you know Inui? That's one question he asks. I mean, how do you learn that more than the Makar? You only see Isser Malacha. So in other words, according to Bekiva, how would you know the Issa Inui? According to Bishmo, the drasha actually is from Yom Kippur that has Inui. According to Rabbi Akiva, how would you know the Inin of being Maisif Le'inyin Inui? Le'inyin being Mis'ana and Tainus. And Va'oid, he asks, he says, even the Gabe Malacha, it's not such a good drasha, because the Gabe Malacha, the Isser Malacha of Shvius is not like Shabbos. You're not also Malam Tes Malachas. You're only also in Harisha before and Ktsira afterwards. So it's a very limited Isser Malacha. So how do you know all the Isser Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur if you're learning out from Shvius? This is the kashas that Bekiveger asks. Now the truth is that this is Tosfos. This is the way Tosfos learns Pshat and Bekiva. But the Rambam has a different understanding here, because the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Rambam brings down that there's a mitzvah of being Moisif Michoel al Kodesh by Yom Kippur. Bein Mechnisas Bein Mitziyosay. And he says, and now Ketzad, so your maschel lotum lus anus koidem hatzayin. You have to start being misana before the actual fast starts. That's what the Rambam brings down. So the Magen Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of inui of being moisiv is only legabe inui. He doesn't say anything about Isser Malacha. He just says that the mitzvah of being Maisifin is only being maschal lehisanis. And Dam doesn't bring down the halacha of Tosefos like anywhere else. Not in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Hilchos Yontif. He only brings it over here in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Le'inyan inur. So the question is, where does he get this from? This is like a whole new shita. Where does it come from? So the truth is that the Gemara in Be'ah and the Flamet, the Gemara brings down Mefurish over there. This Indian that the Gabi Inui, there's a mitzvah of being Meisifin al Michal al Kodesh. The Gemara there says that you have to you shouldn't tell the Nashim things that are only asked in the Rabbanon because the Meisa they're not going to listen to you. Hamutav shiyu shayi givayu mezidin. But the Gemara says, but in terms of not eating, of stopping before Shkia, or stopping before Yom Kippur from eating, that you have to say, because that's what the rice. And we don't say the klal of Mutav Yushayik Vayim Mezidin when it comes to a mitzvah nisa the rice. So it's very clear in the Gemara that the inin of being Moisif from fasting is a the rice. So the Lech Mishnah explains that the Shittas Rambam is that the Rambam learned Rebbe Akiva not like Tosfos. That's the first thing, that Rebbe Akiva does not have a drasha to learn out Tosfos, Shabbos, and Yontif from Shvius. he has Tosfos Shvius. That's all he has. There's no halach in Tosfos Shabbos. He doesn't learn out from Shvius. Maybe the kashrus is like the kashrus of Yom Kippur. So there's no yafus to bechlal from Shvius to Shabbos. And the truth is, according to Rebbe Akiva, there is no din even the gabi inui. There's no drasha bechlal because the Gemara says that he uses the pasuk of the Nisim and Tafshei Seichem for something else. So they tell me that Malal Kasekilu Hisanim on Erev Yom Kippur. So he has no makar for anything. He has no makar for Isim Alacha, Tosfos Lein Isim Alacha, and he has no makar for Inoy also. But he says the Lech Mishnah that the Rambam has the Gemara and had the Gemara in Be'ah that says that there is a din Tosfos. So in other words, the Ma'aseh we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rebbe Akiva over Rabbi Shmuel, so we should pass like Rebbe Akiva that there's no Isser Malacha, there's no mitzvah of being Maisiv Lagabe Isser Malacha. But so we're not going to have any. We're not going to use the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel, the Inisim Es Nafshei Seichem, to teach me that there's a mitzvah of being Maisiv Mechayal Hakodesh for Isser Malacha. However, since the Gemara in Be'ah tells us that there is a mitzvah of being meisiv le'inyan fasting, so we know that the Gemara apparently holds halacha le'maisa that's the halacha that we are meisiv in terms of inu. So Meir the Rambam understood from there that really there's a third sheet out there that uses the pasuk of the inisem not for the way of Shmuel that tells me a regular din Tosfos Shabbos and Kippur. Refers to Malacha, and now Rebbe Akiva uses it for the whole different drasha of Malakos or Kilu Sanab Shiva Asiri. It's a drasha that tells me the Inisim is not Shasechem Le'inin Big Moisif Le'inin Inui.
Why did Rebbe Akiva go back every small time in this pasuk?
Why didn't he use the Inisim?
The problem, Rebbe Akiva, Hayav Inisim Ayav is there. It's no. If he doesn't learn it, he only has no reference like every small. If he doesn't learn out from Shvitish or Shvias.
So that's a good question. he tries to chesh and everything, but that will be a kasha according to the Rambam, right? That still be a kasha. So the Maaseh comes out from the Rambam that there's really three shitas over here. There's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who learns out everything from the Inisim. Everything from the Inisim that the Zalacha of being Maisif in Gansin, Sai Le'inyan Isim Malacha, and also for Inui, for everything. Rebbe Akiva learns has no makar b'chlal for Tosef Shabbos or Yom Kippur. He only has a pasuk for Tosef Shviyas. That's all. And the Nisim uses for something else. But there's a third shita that's not mentioned in this Gemara. It's mavur in the Gemara somewhere else. That we could use Vinisim only for Inu. Use the pasuk only for Inu, and that's the only makar. So it's interesting that it comes out that there's going to be a machlokes. Let's call it the Rambam and the Joshua Rabbi Shmuel, what to take out of the Inisim. Is the Inisim teaching me an Isser Malacha and an Isser and a Din Tavim Mis'ane, fasting also, or where the Rambam is learning is learning that the Joshua is teaching me just it's teaching me just Inu. That's the Maisa what comes in.
The Rambam is learning from the Gemara.